Fort Recovery Indians are on the air. This special sports coverage of Indians baseball is brought to you in part by community-minded sponsors and the sports department of Fort Recovery Internet Radio. Now we send you to the dugout for all the exciting baseball action.
Good morning, and we are at Fort Recovery playing the South Adams Starfires in a scheduled doubleheader. There's a slight chance that there's going to be some rain this afternoon, but shouldn't be much if we get any at all. And so the South Adams Starfires are coming in at what I have here as 5-2, and there's been a bunch of runs scored in some of their games. They lost their first game to Norwell. That's Northern Wells County, 19-2. Then they won their next game 5-1 against Winchester. They lost their next game 9-8 against Belmont, and then beat Union City 5-0. And they beat Fort Wayne Canterbury 26-4. And then the next day, they beat Randolph Southern 25-0. And then their last game, I believe, was last night. And they South Adams beat New Haven 9-2. So it's been up and down for them. They gave up 19 runs in the first game, and then this week they've scored 26 and 25. So pretty interesting numbers there for the South Adams Starfires. You know, they're like everybody else that haven't really played in 2 years, and they're trying to get their feet under them, and nobody really knows what they have. So talked to a couple of their fans, and they're optimistic about the end of the season, but they don't know what they're getting this part of the season. So today, the Lady Indians will be playing in a softball, they call it a quad, at Salina. They have two games, the first game scheduled for 2 o'clock, and then the other one will probably be somewhat a little break, and then after that. So there's other teams, there's four teams playing. Don't know who exactly they're playing today, but there's four teams playing in that, and there'll be two games before theirs, I believe. So then next week, softball's at Wapakoneta. And on Monday, and also the baseball is hosting Lima Shawnee here on Monday. Of course, that game will be on Fort Recovery Radio. Tuesday, the softball will play at Marion, and we will host Marion here in baseball, again on Fort Recovery Radio. Thursday, softball will host St. Henry, and Joe and Jill will broadcast that game on Sports Stream 2. So you go to FortRecoveryRadio.com and go to Sports Stream 2, and you can listen to the softball game against St. Henry. And then baseball, we will be playing at St. Henry, and again, we'll be broadcasting that. Friday night's the prom, so there's no sports on Friday or Saturday. So the umpires, the coaches are talking out there at home plate, and when they get done with that, we'll go to our national anthem. But for now, we're just going to look at a couple of other things here in the MAC. Next Tuesday, as we were talking about, we play, these are MAC games only, we play Marion Local on Tuesday here, and at St. Henry on Thursday. Also, other leaders, Coldwater will be playing, will be hosting New Bremen on Tuesday, and at Versailles on Thursday. New Bremen will be at Coldwater on Tuesday, as we just mentioned there with the Coldwater part. And Thursday, they'll be hosting Parkway. And then Versailles is going to be hosting St. Henry on Tuesday and at Coldwater on Thursday. Minster will be hosting New Bremen on Tuesday and at Marion Local on Thursday. That's some of the bigger games there. That's the top end of the MAC. So that's some games upcoming. And, of course, the Indians are playing Monday, Tuesday, Thursday. Monday, again, is Lima Shawnee. And Tuesday, that'll be here. Also, Marion Local will be here on Tuesday and will be at St. Henry on Thursday. So all of those, as of right now, we will be able to broadcast all the baseball games. And there's going to be five or six total for the season. I think we have two in the books now. So there's two or three or four more, depending on how the schedule goes and how things can happen. If there's rainouts, ones they were planning to do might not be able to happen and so forth. Or if there's rainouts, they might be able to do one that they weren't going to be able to do. So they'll do as many as they can, and we're very happy to have some of that. And our Lady Indians are playing really well right now. So, Calpe, you got anything you want to talk about before we get going here? I'm sure there'll be the national anthem. They're having trouble with the PA, but
having trouble with the PA today.
They were working on it, but
well, the only thing I want you to double check your phone and make sure you just got that, because not one name from Adams jives up with their So I don't know who
I
sent
took a
you
picture
that.
Of the book that was laying in the press box.
So. You took a picture of the book that was laying in the press box.
Yep.
Okay.
So
yeah, I couldn't
tell you
any of those names.
Yep.
That you gave me do not dive I've, up here.
Yep.
I got Easter here after a while, so I might be able to do a few games here. But
yep, I don't know how this is going to go.
We got to make sure we got the right lineup. But for the Indians,
we don't. So
for the Indians, we got Ryan Post, Kobe Wendell, and Kendrick Wendell. First three batters here for the Indians here today. Ryan Post will be at shortstop. Kobe Wendell out in left field. Kendrick Wendell will be DHing for Dylan Evers, who will be at third base this morning. Riley Will would be batting fourth. He'll be in center field. Brock Deuce will be on the mound starting game one here of the doubleheader. Daniel Patch will be at first base. Landon Post will be at second base. Riggs Toby be behind the plate. And Troy Homan will be out in right field for the Fort Recovery Indians. For the South Adams baseball squad,
we're not sure. Yep. So I assumed that the scorebook that they had laying there 5 minutes before game time was
Who'd you take a picture of, Spencer? The ARC book?
The one in the press box.
You know what? I'm guessing that was probably from the game before or whatever,
and a different team.
So
we'll have to catch them as they come up, and hopefully their numbers will match up with our with the roster we have.
That's exactly right. Well, the Indians taking the field right now, getting ready for game one.
And
not sure we're going to have the national anthem. Nope. Sounds like we got some PA troubles, and looks like we're getting ready for first pitch. What was you up to this morning, big boy?
Port patio.
You port a patio?
Just out front.
Yeah.
Good old boys.
And?
Just got done.
Looking good?
Yeah.
Sweet.
You're allowed to put your headphone on and talk to us.
No, he's got sunflower seeds. He's busy.
Oh,
now
Yeah, we probably better not then.
He's starting to get he's a little hunger pain there, so.
Yep.
Yeah, I might be able to stick around for game one. I've got, they pushed back our Easter a little bit, so it was going to be a lunch. Now it's a dinner, so. Works for me. Did a little work this morning out in Stark County. And
open or closed? Cold?
Made it a... I don't know. Spencer decided to keep her shut today.
All right. You can open your side up if you want to. I froze so bad Thursday, I don't know if I can stand it anymore.
We're not talking to Bobby about Thursday night yet. We won't go there.
I was so cold. I was still shivering when I got home. I had my heat on 80 all the way home. I got home, and I was still cold. So I made myself a hot toddy and got in my steam shower and sat there for half an hour.
Steam shower. Cold. That'll warm you up.
Got me warm to the bone.
Well, I tell you what, that was one of the colder games we've ever done. And sitting there straight and looking at the wind, it was a cold night. But Patchy put on a show the other night. Patchy struck out 17 out of the 18 outs. Granted, New Knoxville's a pretty young squad. But doesn't matter. You still got to throw it across the plate. And he was just fabulous the other night on the mound. And we'll see what old Brock does. Old Bruiser out there on the mound today. And
Jesus.
What happened?
The commissioner.
Oh, we got the mighty commission coming in the old press box here in Fort Recovery.
I gotta go.
Now you're taking off. Check that concrete. Number 7 coming to the plate. That's going to be Aiden Warner.
Hi, Don. How are you?
Do we not announce anymore?
We got a little troubles with our PA thing or something. I don't know.
First of all, it's a doubleheader, and we're starting at 13 after 11.
How can that happen? We gotta get these games.
It was a long conference at home plate. That was well over 5 minutes.
I thought Nick Hahn told me he had today's games here. Nick Hahn.
That pitch is grounded over to Landon Post to second. Posty comes in, scoops it up, fires over to Patsy at first, and that's out number one. So Aiden Warner goes down 4-3 in the old scorebook for the first out of the game, and that's going to bring up, according to Spency, Jack Booz. But I don't think
it's going
to
be.
Right.
It's going to be AJ Dahl,
number 5. AJ Dahl
wearing Johnny Bench's number. He's a catcher.
Never filled out a book like this in my life. It's all right. That pitch taken outside.
Can you just tear that page off and throw it away and go to the next page? Yep.
Hate to do it.
Nope. That won't work.
I'm just going to write a nasty note on this page when we're done and say that is Spency all the way. That pitch taken outside on the edge, too. Ball number 2 to number 5, A.J. Dahl.
Yeah, I made a terrible assumption a little bit ago, assuming that they actually had the teams in their scorebook.
There's a strike. Hits the outside corner. 2 balls and a strike now to A.J. Dahl. Indians 4-4 now in the season. 2-1 in the MAC. There's a nice pitch right there, too. Reduce hitting the spot there. Hitting that outside corner of the plate. 2 balls, 2 strikes, 1 out. Top of the first inning, no score here in Fort Recovery. Fort Recovery Indians against the South Adams Starfires. Swing and a miss. Nice job, Bruiser. First K of the game here for Deucey Boy, and that's going to bring up number 8, James Arnold.
Probably the son of their athletic director, Jason Arnold.
This kid here won the IHSAA Sportsmanship Award.
No kidding. That ball taken inside to the lefty. Hats off to the Starfires. They should pick up from the Shell Station in St. Henry, my friend.
Somebody said Pack of Sacks closing the doors, the old Subway shop, April 30th.
Never heard it. Is that right?
Yeah.
Well, they purchased
Shell Station.
Shell Station, yeah. Don't know. Don't know the answer to that.
I got to open this. I can't. I'm going crazy.
That one's fouled out of play. See, you get here, and then we've got everything situated.
And ain't worth a crap.
And now he's got to have, I tell you what, dude's high maintenance.
It's baseball.
Dude's high maintenance.
We're supposed to be outside.
That's all I can say. Maybe the commission can do some work back here for me and hook them babies up there.
It's tricky.
See, now this is baseball.
We can hear the crown. That's going to come down, hit me right in the back of the head, probably. Digger?
Yep. There's a good chance of it because that's very tricky.
Thanks, Don.
James Arnold, your batter. 2 balls, 2 strikes. That one's popped straight up. Looks like Bruiser Deuce coming in, going to make a play. And that's 3 up, 3 downs for the Indians. Nice job by Brock Deuce. And we got through the top of the first inning. No score by the Starfires. We'll go to the bottom. Indians coming to the plate.
Get a great deal on Kubota utility tractors. Our powerful, versatile lineup is built to do it all. So whether you need to mow, rake, stack, lift, or pull, get it done right with a Kubota utility tractor. Right now, get a Kubota utility tractor for zero down and 0% APR, plus save up to $1,000. Now through March 31st. See us or go to KubotaUSA.com for full disclaimer.
Your local Kubota dealer is Hall Brothers in Fort Recovery, Ohio.
Curveball had Kendrick completely froze.
Anybody know their record?
5-2.
Yeah, it's right there on that blue sheet there, Bubba.
Okay.
Blue one under here somewhere. That pitch taken low for a ball.
That's why I threw it over there so you could look at it.
Come on, Kendrick. 1 ball, 2 strikes. Bottom of the first inning, no score. That one's way outside. Girls beat Anna last night. Did you sneak up there and watch?
Yes, I did.
Did you?
Yep.
What was that, 5-3? 7-5?
7-5, I think. 7-5.
There's a curveball. Kendrick gets a piece of it, fouls it back to the screen. He's hanging in there.
We trailed early and come back and got the W.
My wife made grilled cheese last night. Man,
I love her.
Every now and then. It's been a long time since I had a grilled cheese. That one's outside.
Jackie Homan had 3 hits for the Indians.
I know the girls play today at Slinum, and I think it's pushed back till 2 o'clock. Quad meet over there. Here comes the 3-2 to Kendrick. Uh-oh. That's a curveball. Hey. Man, Kendrick taking all. He was froze on it, and it stayed up a little bit in the zone, and Kendrick's going to reach first base with a base on balls. First base runner of the game goes to the purple and white, and that's going to bring Riley Will to the plate. I'll tell you who hit the ball solid the other night was Bruiser Deuce. He was just cranking on it. The pitch curveball goes outside.
Rangers are in a little lull in their baseball program, ain't they?
Yeah, coach is awesome. Harold Feeley said he talked to the coach a lot and said he's great. You know. And like Coach Feeley said, you know, it's kind of where Jerry and I started. You know? We just couldn't get a win. And they were 2-8, weren't they, Spencey?
I believe they only had one. Well, it should be on the Mac thing there.
They're 1-9, okay. Yep. I was thinking they were 2-8, but they was 1-8. That ball's outside to Riley Will.
Now, some of the overall scores aren't necessarily updated, but all the Mac records are correct, I believe.
Curveball. Riley gets a piece of it. Pulls her foul over into the Starfire dugout. You should have seen Knoxville's field. I mean, it was this dark green and perfect all the way around. It looked great.
Yeah. It had frost on it, though.
It was cold.
It was so cold.
Ugh. 2 balls, 2 strikes, 2 outs. That one's outside for ball number 3. Big Fetel and Kendrick. All right, buddy. Here we go. Full count. 2 outs. Get her going. This is where you're going to try to pick him off, I can tell you that. And he doesn't. Nice job by Riley. He hangs in there, spoils that curveball, knocks her foul. How about the Red Tigers last night, Bobby, put in a 10-spotter? Wasn't it a 10-spotter?
Yep, scored 7 in the third.
7 in the third.
Coasted on. Joey Votto goes yard again. Castellanos goes home.
Yeah. I'm telling you, Kendrick, the big fella, he gets about a half a step. I mean, he takes maximum lead, no doubt about it. This is exactly a good spot to try to pick somebody off. There he goes. Riley reaches out, try to chase a curveball. Doesn't come up with it. So it's going to be strikeout number 2 in the game, or strikeout number 3 in the inning for the Starfires. And the Indians go down. And we'll go to the top of the second inning with no score here in Fort Recovery.
Big school board meeting.
Hello, this is Joanne Glenser from the Tin Cupboard. Have you tried our weekly take and bakes? All you have to do is take them out of the refrigerator and bake them, and you will have a delicious meal for your family without all the work. Every Thursday, we will have a different meal available, like chicken enchiladas, chicken pot pie, baked spaghetti, breakfast casserole, or even some authentic ethnic dishes, like my mom's famous homemade egg rolls. We also have salads, breadsticks, and assorted desserts available to go along with our take and bakes. Add on as many as you would like. Be sure to pre-order yours by Wednesday of that week so we know how many to make. You can call us at 375-3034, message us on Facebook, or text me at 419-852-6233. Stock up on your favorites and put them in the freezer, or you can bake them right away. You can save them for a weekend get-together with friends. It's good to always be prepared and have one in your freezer so you will always have a quick dish to drop off to a friend or neighbor. Tin Cupboard Take and Bakes, quickly becoming everyone's new go-to meal.
And
Remember that scene in the Indiana Jones movie where the old knight tells him to choose wisely? Hi, I'm Connor Ramble with Fort Recovery Insurance. When it comes to insurance, choose wisely. Now, I'm not an old knight, but I do know insurance.
And we're back. Getting ready for the top of the second inning. Number six coming to the plate. I got to look at Tim Davidson.
Big Timmy.
Timmy.
We played South Adams in basketball this year, and they beat us like tied down goats.
Yes, they did.
They were impressive.
Yeah, they were big, strong, talented. They were,
and they eventually lost to the state championship in basketball. The state champion in basketball, I think it was Fort Wayne, one of the Christian schools, or one of those.
Yeah, I can't remember which one it was, but yep.
Where did Scotty Skiles play in Fort Wayne Southside?
Scotty Skiles played at Manchester. No.
No, it was a Fort Wayne school.
No, it wasn't.
Come on.
Nope.
Give it to me.
Plymouth.
Oh, yeah. Could have been the Plymouth.
Yeah.
That's right. You're right.
Scottish guys. But he was always on that. Channel 33 tournament run.
I love that. You know, they used to put that on Channel 33, and they would play their semis in the morning and then their championship game later in the day.
Yep.
Watched that a lot. Two balls and a strike to Tim Davidson. Number six in the scorebook. And that one's fly ball out towards center field. Riley Will going back. Makes a nice play on it. Out number one.
Todd Homan texted LeBigo, said we were off the air.
Yes, we were.
Okay.
Yep.
We're back on again?
We are right now. The my hotspot keeps dying on us. Chuck has new ones ordered. So
we need a new hotspot, don't we?
Yep, we have two new ones ordered.
We had trouble with the hotter spotters the other night.
How come you need a hotspot from here?
No Wi-Fi. We have to do Wi-Fi. We don't have, have something.
Hey, there's a bunt for a hit. Goes down to Dylan Evers. Dylan comes up barehanded, fired over to Patchy, and that's going to be a base hit. So the first hit of the game goes to the Starfires, and no idea, didn't catch his name. My books. Oh, we need his number. Now we got number 17 up. He's the pitcher, boys. Adam Besser.
So if you sit here, there, you can't get a signal without the hotspot. I know. You got to have a Wi-Fi to be on.
Yeah. Yeah.
You have to be on LTE.
That's what I'm saying.
A pitch hits the outside edge for a strike.
Mm-hmm. Have to be on what?
If you got your cell phone and you don't have your Wi-Fi on, it works. Correct?
Yeah. Yeah, but I have to have actual computer
connection. That's my question.
I have to have internet connection.
Why don't you hook up to
swing and a miss right there.
Woody Reynolds.
Yeah.
He's got Wi-Fi. Just call him up. Hey, Wood.
I wonder if we got it back here.
String some.
No.
Yeah, Town's got it.
Yeah.
Well, most Wi-Fis will not allow our software that we have to use to connect back.
That dumbest thing I've ever heard of.
Well,
that's the way it works.
It's different software, and certain things are blocked.
Here comes the pitch. That's a base knocker out towards right field. And I'm telling you, Troy's coming up with it hot, and he's going to fire into first base. And all that does is allow that runner at second go to third. So I know what he was thinking. He had a line drive hit out to him. He picked it up, fired over to first, and the runner was on top of his game, beat the throw out, and then allowed the runner at first base to make it all the way over to third.
Well, the throw wasn't what got him to third. The bad throw got him to third.
Yeah, the one that got one past Hopper. Patchy. Patchy's just got to go out and get it. If it's off target, you got to go out and get it.
That is exactly right.
Here comes number four, Trayton Shuck. He played basketball. That was
point guard.
Yeah, wasn't it?
Yeah, absolutely. He didn't start, but John Shock's grandson.
Yeah.
Grandson,
yeah. A pitch outside. Good job by Riggs Toby getting out there.
I'm sure John's down there.
Bobby, you got to catch the number on the guy running third base. Somebody
okay.
Help me out there. That's your job. Come on, Bruiser. Don't give up any runs here. That pitch taking a little high and outside.
It's 29. It is Nick Miller.
Nick Miller is over at third base. Good job, my friend. If he wouldn't let us do a yard job on you Thursday night,
he wouldn't.
No. Here's a hard hit ball. That's going to be right through the hole at third base, and that's going to be the game's first run. So Nick Miller comes in to score the game's first run, and that puts the Starfires on top 1-0. Drayton Shuck with another base hit. That's two of them in the inning.
I think Ryan Post plays too close to second base. Just saying. There's a huge hole between second and short for our team.
It seems right now that he is, and I don't know if it's he's...
There's always that...
Always that
you mean third
hole.
And short?
Yep.
Yeah. You know, you said second and short, but that's what I figured you meant. Yep.
The old hole over there shows bunt, pulls back. Number 14, Colin Subler.
Dad owned a trucking company in Versailles for years.
I don't think that was the same one.
Could be. You don't know.
Could be a grandson. Great-grandson, maybe.
Did you drive truck for him, Bob?
No, but drove by the facility a few times.
It was a good job. Right down the heart of the plate. Steerack number one. Aces wild. One ball, one strike. One out.
We got a doubleheader today.
Really?
You got a doubleheader today.
We got egg smashing going on.
I
got
to do some egg smashing, yeah. Probably. They probably made them at Easter. Oh, that'd be my luck. Shows bunt. Goes for it. Doesn't come up with anything. That's going to be strike number two. Besser at second. Trayton Shuck it. How'd Besser get on? Oh, he hit the ball out to right field, didn't he?
Yes, base hit.
Three base hits in a row now.
Head coach is Brad Buckingham of the Starfires.
That pitch way outside, going to get past old Riggsy and move the runners up. So Besser over to third, Shuck over to second. That wasn't Riggs' fault right there.
That was pretty far outside.
Tyler Stevenson couldn't have blocked that one. I ain't liking him behind the plate, Bob.
Yeah.
Give him some time?
Yep.
I think he's all right.
Yep.
Swings a good stick.
I think in 3 or 4 years, he's going to be great.
Nope, don't take that long. There's a strike. Hits the outside corner. Nice job by Bruiser to get Colin Subler down on a strikeout. Second strikeout out of the game here for Brock Deuce. Out number two, and that's going to bring the number nine hole hitter,
Colin
number 19,
Young.
Connor Young. We officially have the book back in order, folks. That's big.
That is big.
I was hoping it would take three innings to get her all done. You know that?
Yeah.
Runners at second and third. Two outs here. Top of the second inning. Starfire is up by one. Ducey on the mound. Swung on and fouled out of play.
I think that'll get a car in the parking lot.
You're coming down 119. Better slow down.
We got Shawnee Monday. Marion Tuesday. At St. Henry on Thursday. Big week next week.
I'd like to be 4-1 next week at this time in the MAC. Nice curveball. Absolute great pitch by Brock Deuce. Froze him the whole time, and that's going to be a back-to-back strikeouts. But in the inning, they pick up one run on three hits, and we'll go to the bottom of the second. Indians trail 1-0.
Hello, this is Chad Fowler from Fowler Mechanical. Whether you're a longtime customer or someone we have not had the privilege to serve yet, I want you to know we are here for all your residential and commercial heating, air conditioning, and plumbing needs. We have been proudly serving the Fort Recovery area since 2004, so give us a call at Fowler Mechanical and see what we can do for you. Fowler Mechanical, 419-375-2410.
Hello, I'm Harold Feely, owner of Hastings Auto Sales and Service here in Fort Recovery. We have a 2017 Buick Encore Preferred 2 all-wheel drive with Bluetooth, remote start, backup camera with 35,000 miles for $15,900. Also available is a 2017 Ford Escape Titanium front-wheel drive with Bluetooth, remote start, backup camera, local trade with 59,000 miles for $14,300. Come on over to Hastings Auto Sales and Service, just a half a block south of the traffic light here in historic Fort Recovery, Ohio.
Let me
Remember that scene in the Indiana Jones movie where the old knight tells him to choose wisely? Hi, I'm Connor Ramble with Fort Recovery Insurance. When it comes to insurance, choose wisely. Now, I'm not an old knight, but I do know insurance. From farms to factories to cars and ATVs, don't just spin the wheel and choose the first one that comes up. Insurance is too important not to have some local advice on what is wisest for you. FortRecoveryInsurance.com, your local agent for Ohio Mutual Insurance Group.
All right, here we go. Getting ready for the bottom of the second inning. Going to be Brock Deuce, Daniel Patch, and Landon Post.
Topher's? The
golf course in Portland?
Yeah. Portland Golf Course. Oh. Ain't bad.
First pitch into Deuce is
bad.
Hits the bottom edge of the plate.
Is it like they're sand traps?
That one's going to come across as a curveball. No balls, two strikes. Here comes the 0-2 to Bruiser. Swinging a miss on another curveball. Got him. Good morning, good afternoon, and good night. I was going to bet you a dollar that Brock Deuce was going to get a hit, too. Good thing I didn't. Strikeout number four. Four outs, four strikeouts.
I would have been on your side on that one. I would have bet he got a hit.
Well, he hit the crap out of the ball the other night.
Yes,
so let's see what Daniel Patch does. Daniel gets a fastball high for ball one.
Wind blowing out, boys. We could have a Johnson today.
Yeah, we can have a ding dong.
I like his umpire.
Outside edge. Yeah,
his umpire, big zone. Can hear him.
Absolutely. One ball, one strike. The big Patchy, number 66, curveball. I tell you what, he's got her working, folks.
Jim Evers, referee.
Right umpire. Across the old outside edge again. Ski rack, too. All right, Patchy.
That umpire, Jim Evers.
That one he chases and he fouls it out of play.
Overs.
One ball, two strikes.
Chad Overs.
At Delphus, we had Chuck Hine.
Did Big Shepherd?
Yeah.
How'd he do?
Actually, he was behind the plate.
Ooh. Chuck Hine.
Swing and a miss right there. Strikeout number five.
Yeah. Scutterbotch.
He wasn't the real Chuck Hine.
How do you know?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, I guess Chuck. I
you
guess
do
you're
not
right.
know.
I didn't check his ID.
Both? Did we see them both together? Nope.
No. I've never seen them both together.
Nope. I'm telling you. And the post gets up there, fouls one back to the screen.
Catcher sitting on the ground.
That was kind of weird.
Yeah.
I give that catcher credit because I couldn't do that.
Right leg straight out.
I'd still be trying to get out.
I was going to say, it took him a while to go chase a ground ball, I would think. Here comes the pitch. Curveball. Man, he's got that curve working, Bobby.
Come on, Landon.
No balls, two strikes to our second baseman, Landon Post. Five putouts so far, five strikeouts so far for Besser, and he swings at that one, chases it outside. And that's going to be three up, three down, three more strikeouts. Six Ks for the game for Besser so far for the Starfires. Indians got to get one in play here. We'll go to the top of the third inning. Indians still trail by one, 1-0.
Proudly serving the Fort Recovery area for over 23 years, Fort Camp Excavating and Farm Drainage has the expertise to handle any dirt work you need. From installing waterways and building pads to demolition work and septic system installation, Fort Camp Excavating and Farm Drainage has all the equipment you need to get the job done right. Does your driveway need some fresh gravel or do you need some dirt hauled in? We can take care of all your hauling needs as well. Give Brian a call at 419-852-6655. Fort Camp Excavating and Farm Drainage. Go Indians.
You say you're hungry? Call Miracle Lanes and avoid the work and hassle of fixing it yourself. 375-4274 is the number you want to call for subs, salads, great sandwiches and sides, and of course their awesome pizza. And don't forget about their pizza wing and salad buffet every Friday at lunch. Do you have a birthday party or other get-together coming up? Give them a call and reserve your lanes now. Miracle Lanes, great food, lots of fun. 375-4274.
Hello, I'm Kenny Canote from K&L Tractor Sales in Fort Recovery, Ohio. First, the company who introduced suspension to the commercial mowing industry has done it again. Introducing the Ferris Soft Ride Stand-On Z2 Mower. With this patent-pending adjustable operator platform and suspension technology, you can now experience the amazing smooth ride and speed that Ferris is famous for. Step up to a new level of comfort and productivity with the Ferris Soft Ride Stand-On Z2. Ferris Experience Suspension.
I'll tell you what, Bobby, are you going to get a Ferris right there that you can stand on?
That'd be nice, wouldn't it? Hey, I tell you what, I got a text here from Terry Wendell.
Yeah.
Terry says, listen to this. This is a good dude, man. You guys need lunch brought in.
Kendrick's dad, right?
Yep. I got to grab a roaster for the team. I'm sure he's bringing a nice big roaster of food in. And I can grab a pizza or wings or something if you like it.
Holy cow.
I appreciate the heck out of that, big fella. But my wife and grandson.
Ooh, that was inside.
We're having Subway. So, Neil, you want something for lunch?
No, probably not. I don't know. Not sure I'll have time to grab something, so.
I have Easter, so.
But that was nice.
Three eggs.
Again, I certainly
Terry's awesome.
Appreciate the offer, yeah.
Could have had some hard-boiled eggs today.
That's what I'm saying. If my eggs are from Easter and they're 3 weeks old, I'm going to be jacked.
Oh, that'd be terrible, wouldn't it? Although eggs have a long life shell. Lifespan.
When you hard boil them, they last a long time?
Oh, yeah. About four years.
You don't want to eat them after that, but they won't disintegrate in 4 years.
There won't be nothing left inside of them. Here comes a 3-1. That's taken high for a ball. So the leadoff man, Aiden Warner, is going to be on the base with the base on balls. Leadoff guy on. First walk of the game for Brock Deuce. And that's going to bring A.J. Dahl to the plate. A.J. struck out swinging first time up. Man, some of his barbecue is spot on, Bobby.
Yeah, he got a pretty good gig going there.
Pretty yummy.
We go out. I take the boys home in the golf cart, and we'll stop out there and eat. And
that's going to be a wild pitch. It gets way past Riggs, and that's going to move the runner over.
Seymour's wife works. Diana works. And she's awesome, them kids.
I bet she is.
Yeah. Suckers and gum.
You take the golf cart all the way out there? You take them home in the golf cart?
Oh, yeah.
Do you really?
Yeah, all the time.
That's a road trip in the golf cart.
20 minutes.
You can be there in 20 minutes?
Yep.
That ain't so bad.
Nope. Although I got some issues right now. I didn't charge last night. I don't know what the hell's going on.
Did you plug it in?
There's a bunt. Going to be perfect saying. Bunt. Going to go out to Brocky. Brocky picks it up, fires over to Landon, covering second. And that's going to be out number one, but the runner does advance over to third. Sacrificed by A.J. Dahl. He'll go down 1-3 in the old book. Out number one. And that's going to bring James Arnold to the plate. James popped out to the pitcher his last time up.
9 years ago yesterday, Big P passed away.
Is that right?
Oh, man.
Yeah. We were telling Big P stories all day yesterday and laughing. Yeah. Oh, my God.
Couldn't get them all in the day.
No.
He had...
That doesn't even count the ones that you don't know about. He was something else, man.
He got John Harrelser at the Elks, always ordered pickles. And they never had any pickles over there when Big P worked. So...
There's a rocket to Landon Post. Landon comes up with it.
Yeah.
And he's going to make the play at first base, but the runner will score. So Warner comes across to make it a 2-0 ball game. James Arnold goes down 4-3 in the old book, out number two, and empties the bases, and that's going to bring Tim Davidson to the plate, the cleanup hitter for the Starfires. So anyhow, the pickles?
Yeah, so Big P decides he's going to bring some pickles in for John, so he put them upstairs at the Elks. So John walks in, he orders food. Big P said, John, I got your pickles. So he goes upstairs, grabs pickles, comes down the steps, gets to the final step, drops the jar of pickles. Pickles break all over the place. Big P comes out, looks at Johnny, said, screw you and screw your pickles. And he didn't use the word screw. Walked right back in the kitchen.
Trying to do the right thing.
Yep. dropped
his pickles.
And we could just picture Big P.
Oh, yeah. Absolutely.
Yeah.
Oh, man.
You know what, John? Screw you and screw your pickles. Just left them lay.
We played in the tournament. Me and Buffy and Big P played in the Big Brother, Big Sister tournament at Fox's Den. And we were fabulous. And Big P hit the longest drive that day on hole number 10. I don't know if it bounced off of two sprinkler heads or what, but we get up there, and sure enough, Big P's ball was way up there.
Nice pitch
by Brock. Gets him on the curveball. But in the inning, they pick up one run on basically a walk and a sacrifice. And we'll go to the bottom of the third. Indians now trail 2-0.
Hi, this is Jerry Kalp of Kalp Pharmacy, your locally owned Health Mart pharmacy. When you or someone you care about is discharged from the hospital and needs additional medical treatment at home, Kalp Pharmacy can provide intravenous and nutritional services, hospital beds, lift chairs, walkers, and much more delivered directly to your home. So visit Kalp Pharmacy in Fort Recovery, Ohio, Union City, or Bern, Indiana, or call 800-686-2314. Kalp Pharmacy Health Mart, caring for you and about you.
Hello, this is Jackie Brewing from Performance Physical Therapy. Are you looking for a fast track to recovery? Is your pain preventing you from achieving your highest level of performance? Then don't let a minor ache turn into a major injury. Our specialized physical therapists at Performance Physical Therapy and Wellness will help you increase your power and your strength as well as your speed in order for you to get back into the game. Located at 1100 Commerce Street in Fort Recovery, right across from Ace Hardware. Give us a call at 419-763-1464 to schedule your evaluation. Performance Physical Therapy and Wellness, your fast track to recovery.
All right, we're back here getting ready for the bottom of the third. Indians going to go 8-9-1. I was going to tell you my Big P story. So anyhow, he gets longest drive at the Foxes Den on hole number 10, and he wins this Cobra driver. And I'm not sure you didn't end up with that driver that time. That's been years and years ago. Anyhow, we was giving him a hard time. We stopped and slid and drank a couple beers, got a bite to eat. And we were driving home, and we're going down Burstville Sandry Road, and Big P says, you know, I've never seen the inside of the Stone Quarry. And I said, well, pulled over. I said, we'll walk up a hill and we'll look inside there. He goes like, well, you got to be kidding me, right? I said, no, I'm sorry. I mean, just look right inside there. All we got to do is get up top of the hill. So he pulls it over, puts his four-ways on. We go up top of the hill, and we look in there for 5-10 minutes. And Toby's going to go down on the strikeout swinging. Anyhow, we're up there, and it's kind of like, you know, looking in a tiny Grand Canyon, in a sense. And we stood there for 5 minutes. That Big piece, that's pretty cool. So we turn around, and that's all that grass right there. And it was kind of dewy, or I don't know what the hell it was. It was wet. Oh, and no. And Big P's always got his slacks on and his fancy shoes. He makes one step, and everything went out below him. And he slid down on his ass, down that wet grass into... I can picture it like it happened this morning. And the whole time his arms are up in the air like he's sledding down on the snow. When he gets away from the catcher on strike three, and he fires down and gets Troy Boy. So Troy goes down swinging. That is now
eight for eight.
Yeah. Eight put outs, eight Ks here so far for Besser so far in this game. Anyhow, we get down to the bottom. Get in the car, because Buppy and I still stand up at the top of the hill, and we are bent over laughing. There's a ground ball, goes to the shortstop. Shortstop's going to boot it once, come up firing, and I think he's going to be safe. He was. So Posty down there, he'll reach on an E6. So the Indians get a base runner here with two outs in the bottom of the third inning. So we were up at the top laughing. And, of course, now at this time, Big P's pissed. Gets in the car and takes off, and there's Buppy and I standing on top of the hill, basically. I guess he's going to teach us a lesson for laughing at him. God.
Yeah, everybody knew him, and I'm sure Neil has a zillion of them from the bar days.
Oh, yeah.
Ooh, he got him. Oh. Ryan gets off the bag a little bit too far and gets to leaning, and he comes back, and I think it was a pretty close bang-bang play.
I thought
Coach
he was really
not saying much, but in the end, Ryan Post threw it out at first, picked off. He'll go down 1-3. So we're through three, and the South Adams Starfire is on top, 2-0.
Spring is in the air, and so is the smell of great steaks on the grill. Wayne Street Market has great prices on everything you need. Check out their steak prices. Ribeyes are only $7.99 a pound, New York strips are $6.99 a pound, and T-bones are just $5.99 a pound. Ground chuck is $3.39 a pound, bulk or patties, all no limit. Eckrich hot dogs are 2 for $3, and packages of Swaggerty brats are $3.99. And don't forget the charcoal and wood chips. And while you're there, get the rest of your party supplies. Chips, soft drinks, beer, and wine. Get up to Wayne Street Market, the best meat market around.
B&D Contracting Incorporated of Fort Recovery, Ohio, specializes in construction of custom residential houses, multifamily and condo units, also commercial and agricultural buildings, too. Dave Kalp of B&D Contracting and his employees have many years of experience to help you build any size project. He'll help you design your home or building from the design to finished product. Call Dave Kalp at B&D Contracting in Fort Recovery at 419-234-2976.
We're back. Giggling.
All right, here we go. Getting ready for the top of the fourth.
Boys, we're having trouble with the curveball. What do you think?
Well, we got 8 strikeouts so far through 3 innings, and we get a guy on, and he gets picked off. And safe or not, I don't know, down there, but he got called out. Here we go. Top of the fourth inning. Bruiser Deuce back on the mound. He's not pitching a bad game.
No, I agree with you.
Yeah, 2-0 ball game. And they're going to go Miller, Besser, and Shock, first three batters. That one's hit down to Dylan Evers at third. Dylan comes up with it, makes a fine throw over to first base. One up, one down, and we'll go to Adam Besser, the pitcher. Besser had a hit the first time up.
Is Putman still at Adams Central? Does he still help out anything, Neil?
I don't think so. No. He hadn't been at anything officially with the school for a long time. He used to be a football assistant coach, but that's been 20 years.
Yeah.
I think when they went to state about 20 years ago, he was on that coaching staff.
But
Ron Dahl, AJ's dad, was telling me that Putman was umpire at one of their games this past week.
That's what I was getting ready to ask. Are you doing anything?
Yep.
Nice curveball by Ducey. One ball, one strike, one out here, top of the fourth inning.
That's a guy that knows baseball.
Yep, Pudley knows his baseball. Detroit Tigers especially.
Yep.
There's a rocket between the hole there. Goes out to left field. So another base hit for Besser. He's 2 for 2 in this ball game, and he'll be heading down to first base. And that's going to bring Trayton Shock to the plate. Shock had a base hit last time, drove in a run.
I like the high Sox.
I do, too.
I like that.
Yep, good look.
Black and yellow. Come on, Ducey. Shows bunt, pulls back, ball one. Something tells me this young man's going to be heading down to second. Pretty aggressive on the base pass. Trying to move him over. He may bunt him over, too. That was going to get past Riggs, and another curveball go outside, and that's going to move the runner over to second. So Rocky's got to keep it right there in the, between the batter's boxes.
Riggs needs longer arms.
Well, he's reaching, and Harold and I talked about it Thursday night. You know, he's still got that where he just wants to reach out and try to get it. He's got to get them knees and just shift everything over, and he'll get it. I'm not worried about him. He'll get it.
Yeah. Well, like as Jerry was telling us, sports talk a few weeks ago before the season started, you know, he's never been a catcher before, but he has good reflexes, and he's smart enough kid. So,
nice pitch, Steve Reich, right there.
He'll be excellent very soon, I think.
Well, you can't judge him after a few games.
No, definitely not.
2 balls and a strike, one out here. Runner at second base. Indians trail 2-0. I'm going to give the old book to Bobby the other day. He got 3 runs, and I'm going to see if he can't do the same thing here in the bottom half of the fourth. Ooh, that's high and tight. Must have got his jersey. Didn't think it did, but must have got his jersey. Or it was ball four. Maybe it was ball four. I didn't think it was. I think it was 2-1. Nonetheless, Shuck goes down to first base. I think he was hit by the pitch, folks. So now we got runners at first and second. Colin Subler comes to the plate. Colin Subler struck out looking last time up to a nasty curveball from Bruiser. Superintendent standing down there.
Yep, Larry Brown.
Bad Leroy Brown. Pitch taken low and outside for a ball. knocking these little guys in the batting cage over there. Eventually, one of them's going to get drilled. There's a ground ball. Tough, weak ground ball. Goes over to Patchy. Nobody covering sleeping? First.
He got him.
And yep. Ducey sneaks over there, covers first base, and that he got him out?
Yep.
Very, very good. So the runners will advance on the ground ball to the right side of the field. So Besser will go to third, and Shuck is at second, and Subler will go down 3-1 in the old book. Nice play by Ducey. He was late getting over there, but yeah, he got his foot in there in time.
Looked like he wasn't going to make it, and he made a big, long step.
This would be a big out right here, folks. I can tell you that. Number 9 batter, Connor Young, struck out looking last time up. Also, this is where Riggs has got to block everything coming up to him, just like that. See, he reached out there again, and then, but he got that one. Come on, Ducey. There's a ground ball. Should be a routine play to Ryan Post. Ryan comes up, fires over to first, and makes the play.
Nice play.
Nice job by our shortstop. And that's going to do it for South Adams in the top of the fourth inning. They come up with no runs on a hit. We'll go to the bottom of the fourth. Bobby's going to get us some runs.
Are you looking to become a part of a company that uses the vision of their team members to assist them in becoming successful? Cooper Farms does just that. We utilize the ideas and visions of our team members to make our processes better, easier, safer today. The Fort Recovery Division of Cooper Farms is currently seeking individuals to fill open egg packaging and sanitation positions. To learn more about these positions, as well as other open positions, please visit cooperfarms.com/join our team. Cooper Farms, more than a workplace.
Versatile Kubota B-Series is a do-it-all tractor. Run powerful attachments that can be easily switched out. It features a hydrostatic transmission and is simple to maintain. The Kubota B-Series. It makes the hard work look easy. Talk to your local Kubota dealer today to schedule a demo.
Your local Kubota dealer is Hall Brothers in Fort Recovery, Ohio.
For 99 years, Wangler Hardware has been in Fort Recovery providing products to local businesses and people. We are proud to support our local schools, charities, and community projects because we're neighbors. Ace is the place for friendly, helpful service, and we feel personal service is our duty. Experience exceptional value and old-fashioned customer service from our knowledgeable staff. Wangler Ace Hardware is located on State Route 49 on the south edge of town. We appreciate your business.
All right, we're back here, bottom of the fourth inning. The Indians still looking for that first base hit. It is 2-3-4, Kobe Wendell, Kendrick Wendell, and Dylan Eaver, and Riley Will. Indians still looking for a hit. We talked about it. We had a couple base runners. Kendrick walked in the first, and Ryan Post reached on an error, and he is got picked off first. First pitch ball. Big right-handed Besser's been in control. He struck out 8. That pitch is outside 2-0. South Adams Starfires, Fort Recovery Indians. Starfires leading 2-0. They come in with a 5-2 record. There's a line shot right at the second baseman. Kobe hit it on a line. But right at
somewhere back in
the second baseman. Here's Kendrick.
The commish, Bobby.
He's a moron, ain't he?
Ain't he something?
And Riley Will on deck. Has the hardest hit ball the Indians ever. There's a ground ball to third. A good two-hopper to the third baseman. He winds her up and fires over to first. Quick two up, two down. Bottom of four.
But we're getting to him now. We're starting to see him, Bobby.
A little contact.
Yeah.
Here's Riley. Riley is over one. He struck out swinging. Bottom of the first inning. Senior Riley Will. Had a nice career for Coach Kalp and the Indians. The pitch is a curve on the outside corner. Strike one. Doubleheader baseball from Fort Recovery. Indians and Starfires. If you just join us on Fort Recovery Radio, that's just a tad outside. 1-1. 351 to center field. If you want to jack one out of here, you're going to get it all. 347 in the alleys. Swing and a miss.
Pulled the string on him. Nice job.
What's that say on right field? 309? Right field? Swinging a miss. Yeah. Got him.
Angles out there. I think it is 301 and then goes to 327 out there where the fence straightens back out.
Indians with goose eggs in their half of the fourth. We've through four. Starfires lead it 2-0.
You love our great sandwiches, wraps, soups, and salads at the Tin Cupboard. But did you remember that we also have great old-fashioned hand-dipped ice cream homemade by Desserts? Of course, we have vanilla and chocolate, but we also have a lot more flavors. Stop by and try our mint chocolate chip, cookies and cream, butter pecan, or strawberry. Or how about Superman or Rainbow Sherbet, always a kid's favorite. Try one of our new flavors, black raspberry lemon cheesecake, peanut butter cup, or s'mores. Bring your family by the Tin Cupboard and grab some great homemade hand-dipped ice cream from Desserts. Grab a cup or a cone in your favorite flavor or try a new flavor. Who knows? It might become your new favorite. The Tin Cupboard in downtown Fort Recovery.
Like the most entertaining things on TV these days are those funny insurance commercials. Hi, I'm Connor Rammel with Fort Recovery Insurance. When it comes to insurance, you need someone who knows the difference between insuring a farm and an economy automobile. As your local agent for Ohio Mutual Insurance Group, I know that our area and our neighbors have unique needs. When it comes to insurance, think local. And if you want a funny joke, I'll do my best. Find us online at FortRecoveryInsurance.com.
All right, here we go. Top of the fifth inning. 1-2-3 for Coach Buckingham and the Starfires. It is Wannard, A.J. Dahl, and James Arnold.
I'll say one thing. Fast game so far.
It is a quickie.
Yeah,
I love quick games.
Long here.
It's going to stay quick if we don't get a hit.
You're going to want to go home and sit on that new patio tonight.
Yeah, I just put a little cement. Just a little nice little thing sit out there. And pretty groovy, you know.
No.
First pitch, fly ball, flared into right field. In come, oh, second baseman's got it. Nice job, Posty. One up, one down.
Right now. All right, well, we should go sit on it right now.
Yeah,
when it's a little soft.
A.J. Dahl, your hitter.
Actually, I think if you get the
James
patio
Arnold,
chairs.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Yeah. I need patio chairs.
Them. You don't have to worry about them blowing away then.
Yeah, they won't blow away.
I'm thinking knee camps.
Did you embed anything
in
there?
No.
Want to dig her down and go do some work?
No, stay away from Aaron. First pitch
strike. So anybody listening that wants to go put their initials in Bob's...
Daddy's out there.
No, I told Jake, I said, I'm going to let Lane Will put her hand. Do not look stupid. Okay.
Really?
Yeah.
I think it's cool.
What about me?
There can't put something else print in there. That's
they're,
outside 1-1.
They could put his forehead in there.
Trip face
take,
first.
Yep. Take 2 yards of concrete. Get that forehead in there.
Well, that was mean.
Five head.
Right, he's right.
Curveball first strike. Doozy's pitched well, folks. We just haven't helped him. It's 2-0. Starfire's top of the fifth, one out.
We did
one
that
ball, two strikes, and an out.
Kenny and Judy, we poured the concrete. They actually brought the kids home from school that day.
Just to get her done. That is ripped to center field. Nice catch.
Riley
was spinning circles out there, but he reached up and snagged it. Ball was hit hard. Not hard enough.
Tell you what, that young man, you can tell right there, he's caught a lot of fly balls out in the outfield, and he had that one. I think he was more comfortable with it than anybody.
Yep.
Yeah.
He's like, I got this.
All right, here's James Arnold, Big James. He is 0 for 2. Grounded back to the mound. Grounded to second. Inside. Ball one. Indians 4-4 on the year. The Starfires are 5-2. If you look at their schedule, Norwell beat them 19-2. Now, I'm telling you right now, this team did not lose 19-2 to somebody.
First game of the season.
Yeah, I agree. Somebody wasn't playing. That's a fly ball left field. Kobe says, I got her, boys. And does. In the inning, no runs, no hits, nobody left. Hey, we've got 4.5 in the books. We need 2 to get even.
Fowler Mechanical, your local Bryant dealer, would like to help you keep your home comfortable all season long. So whether it's a quick fix or time for something new, Fowler Mechanical has a team of professionals that can help. They offer a full lineup of efficient, energy-saving Bryant heating and cooling system options that can help you save money in the long run. So give them a call at Fowler Mechanical and see what they can do for you. Fowler Mechanical, 375-2410. Bryant, whatever it takes. Good luck, Indians.
Hello, I'm Harold Feely, owner of Hastings Auto Sales and Ford Recovery. Spring is in the air, and it's time to get your car maintenance done. This includes testing your battery, checking all fluid levels, and testing your air conditioning. We will also check your brakes, tires, belts, wipers, hoses, and all lights for your worry-free springtime travels. Give us a call here at Hastings Auto Sales, 419-375-4617, for all your automotive needs.
Are you tired of farming around your wet spots in your fields? Do your crops flood out each year? Fort Camp Excavating and Farm Drainage has the answer to your drainage needs. Featuring a hose, satellite-guided, self-propelled tile plow, we have the ability to tile your farm in a quick and accurate fashion. With over 23 years of experience, Brian and his team will change that wet, unprofitable...
All right, I guess we're going to change old Susie and say we're back to baseball, and that's going to be Deuce. He's going to come up with a hit. Come on, baby. Yes, he does. He dribbles it back to the pitcher. Pitcher bobbles it a little bit, throws it wild over to first base, and the Indians get a base hit to lead this inning off, but Deuce goes over to second on a pass ball to first. Giving him a hit? I think he's a hit. Anything? Hey, baby.
I would give him a hit, but it's a no-hitter, so it's not a hit. You can't give him a hit there, I don't think. You can't break up a no-hitter with a hit like that.
Well, he dribbled it out. He did bobble it.
A couple times.
And now he could get thrown out at third, and he did.
No, he's safe.
Ooh, slid underneath that baby. Huh, yep. Son of a gun. I tell you what, first pitch to get away from the catcher. He comes up. It didn't go all the way to the backstop. He fires over to third, and Deucey got down low and got his foot in there before the tag came down. So Deucey now over at third. And that one is popped up foul out of play, and that's going to come down right on top of the old batting cage. Little boys in there didn't even know
didn't
that.
Didn't even flinch them.
Nope. Still trying to hit baseball at each other.
Come on, Daniel Patch.
Patchy due for a hit. He was 0 for the other night at Knoxville.
It's a curve here.
And that one is looped out into right field. Right fielder coming in. He's going to make the play. Deucey's going to fake coming home, and he'd have been dead meat. So a fly ball out to right field for out number one. And Landon Post coming to the plate. Posty, I tell you what, I like this young man coming to the plate. He has shown that he can hit the ball, and when it needs to be done, he can try to do her. And the other night, he had an opportunity. Bobby, he hit that ball hard against Parkway with guys at second and third.
Here's the squeeze.
Oh, that one's going to come in. Hit him on the helmet.
Plunked him. Pretty sure he wasn't trying to do that.
Well, he got down low, and he didn't show bunt, and the curveball just kind of stayed out there. So now we got runners at first and third. And that's going to bring Riggs Toby to the plate. Riggs Toby struck out swinging his first time up. Come on, Riggsy boy. Give him a chance. Give Landon over there to second, I think. Yeah, they're going to come out. The catcher's going to make a signs right here.
Got it. I know exactly what's going to happen.
Shortstop and second baseman looking at each other. Did you get that? Did you figure that out? You know what he's doing?
I'd like to see him throw one away at first base, trying to pick him off.
My gut feeling is he's going to do the fake down to second, hold on to it, and then fire back to third. Crazy shows bunt, pulls back, but takes a strike. One out here. Bottom of the fifth inning. Indians trail by two, tying run at first base. Big inning here. Come on. There goes the runner. He shows bunt and doesn't get anything.
Landon scampered down to second on that.
Yeah, supposed to get second base on that. So now the tying runs at second base. Come on, Riggs, we need a hit. No balls, two strikes to him. Swing and a miss. Got him on the curveball. Riggs, it goes down swinging. Out number two, and that's going to bring another freshman to the plate. Our right fielder, number 11, Troy Holman. Troy Holman got his first hit there Thursday night against the Knoxville Rangers. Be a nice spot for another hit right here. Curveball comes right into him for a strike.
Troy struck out on three pitches, first time up. All three curveballs. First pitch here is a curveball. What do you think this pitch is going to be?
I'd say another Uncle Charlie. And it was.
And I'd say he's going to see one more here just for good measure.
Yeah. Just because he can't hit her.
Yep. Yeah. Come on, Levin.
Come on here, 1-1.
Troy boy.
Time him up. Put it in play. Right now, he could probably knock one down to... Yep. Got him frozen.
Yep.
Good morning, good afternoon, and good night. Like so the young man, Besser, does a great job. He gets runners at second and third and holds them right there. So we're through five in the books. Indians still trail 2-0.
You say you're hungry? Call Miracle Lanes and avoid the work and hassle of fixing it yourself. 375-4274 is the number you want to call for subs, salads, great sandwiches and sides, and of course their awesome pizza. And don't forget about their pizza wing and salad buffet every Friday at lunch. Do you have a birthday party or other get-together coming up? Give them a call and reserve your lanes now. Miracle Lanes, great food, lots of fun. 375-4274.
Hello, I'm Kenny Canope from K&L Tractor Sales, Fort Recovery, Ohio. It has been said time and time again, you get what you pay for. In the case of Simplicity Lawn and Garden Tractors, you get even more. Exclusive features like free-floating mower decks for a perfectly manicured cut, full-width rollers for a beautifully striped lawn, suspension comfort system for a smooth ride, and automatic control traction for the best traction system in industry. So do you want to settle for getting what you pay for or getting more? Visit K&L Tractor Sales to see the exclusive features of a Simplicity.
Hi, this is Jerry Kalp of Kalp Pharmacy, your locally owned Health Mart Pharmacy. Kalp Pharmacy pharmacists know there's nothing more important than your family's well-being. Did you know Kalp Pharmacy can bring you intravenous solutions you get in the hospital directly to your home, allowing you to rest and receive medication where you are the most comfortable? We bill Medicare, Medicaid, and most insurance plans. So call Kalp Pharmacy at 800-686-2314 or visit us at Fort Recovery, Ohio, Union City, and Bern, Indiana. Kalp Pharmacy Health Mart, caring for you and about you.
Could not.
All right, we're back here getting ready for the top of the sixth inning. Besser so far with 11 strikeouts here on the Indians in this ball game, and it's going to be a big inning here. We want to hold them right here and go back top of the lineup for the Indians to start the bottom of the sixth inning. But we got to get three outs here first. We got Davidson, Miller, and Besser, first three batters here for the Starfires. Been a heck of a ball game so far. Ducey pitching a good game. We just need to get him a couple runs here. That pitch outside for ball one. What time's the Reds play today?
You know what? I don't know.
Let me check the weather, by the way.
Is tomorrow, it be 60. Cold?
I know, but in the morning, is it supposed to be?
5 mile-an-hour winds, so you got this.
I can play in this.
What's Fee thinking?
Yeah, he's got a little
bit. Bubble? He's on the bubble. Not even bubble?
Thursday night, he wasn't even thinking bubble. Big sneeze right there.
Good one.
You okay, Bob?
Come on, Megger.
Swing and a miss. Great pitch. Ooh, by Brock Deuce. Nice. Pulled the string, dropped one in there.
You got a nice crinkle there.
I'm okay with golfing in the morning. I'm okay with not golfing in the morning.
4:15. Game two of the Ohio Cup. Indians and Reds.
Comes a 1-2. Reaches out, pops it up. Looks like it's going to be out of play. Guys are chasing, and it's going to go over on the batting cage again.
There are several cars parked right in there. And they've
it's gotten, amazing how many yeah, times gotten, it misses them.
Gotten close to them twice here, but hasn't gotten one. I looked over there and I thought, man, those people are asking for it.
Ooh. Brock, he didn't get the call right there. I thought that was a great looking pitch for a strikeout right there. He didn't get her. Two balls, two strikes.
He'll get it on this one.
Here comes the 2-2. Curveball.
All right, good job.
Popped him up over to Landon Post. Landon going to make the play on him. Makes about two steps to his left. And that's going to be one up, one down here in the top of the sixth inning. Pretty clean ball game. Nobody's got really any errors. I guess Besser had an error coming off the mound. Let Ryan Post get down to, it wasn't Ryan. Who got over there? Rocky Deuce, I believe, got the first, led the inning off last inning. That's exactly right. Nick Miller, your batter. He came around to score the game's first run. In the second inning, they picked up one in the second, one in the third, and that's all the runs we got in this ball game. 2-0 ball game in favor of South Adams Starfires. Curveball goes outside.
By far the best outing of Brock Dews' career right here. I thought he's kept them off balance. They have not hit very many hard balls. He's threw his curveball for strikes.
Yeah, he's been getting that curveball to work good. Here comes a 1-1. Ooh, froze him. Curveball came in. Stayed inside, though. Two balls and a strike. So Digger says that his grandpa says that they played baseball here in 1919. Son of a gun. That one's fouled back to the screen.
Well, Digger is, not only is he the commissioner, but he's also an historian. He loves to look back at his family stuff, and I would say he knows what he's doing because he does study that.
He said there was wooden bleachers, covered wooden bleachers from those pictures in those days. Covered wooden bleachers for right now for where we're sitting would not work out very good. Got him on another curveball. Gets away from Riggs. Riggs comes up, steps out, throws to Patchy. Out number two in the inning.
Patch had no idea he had that in his glove. See that?
I saw him just kind of reach up.
He knew it. He snow coned that catch.
Well, Riggs West had it up there about 10 feet because the kid's... His number, it could be his height. He's number 66. He could be 6'6".
Yep. That's right.
So that's going to bring Besser to the plate. Besser so far 2-for-2. He chases the first one, fouls it out of play over to playgrounds, lands in the sand pit. Oh, them little boys over there. They have no idea how close they were to getting Elka Bong right on top of the head.
Elka Bong.
I mean, I kind of like it. I like baseball, so I thought it was a cool movie. That one's
good pitch.
Right on the outside edge for a strike. One ball, one strike, two outs. Top of the sixth, Indians down two. That one's outside for a ball. Two balls and a strike now.
My hotspot gave out on us again. We were off there for about 2-3 minutes.
That hotspot thing.
Yep. I'm going to start using one on my phone.
Quick throw over to first again, back in time. So is that a true story? The Moneyball movie, Bob, do you know?
They say it is.
They say it is, okay.
Based on... From my understanding.
That one's fouled down the right field line over to the big tree. Knocked some branches off. Great shot. Couldn't figure out what this South Adams guy is doing over here, but he's videotaping these at-bats. That one's a little high. Three balls, two strikes now. Runner will be going over here by the dugout.
Come on, Doozy. Come on, kid.
Big pitch right here in this ball game.
Because we're catching up with Besser. I think we're...
Yeah, that's what I mean. I want to have a chance here. We can score a couple. Another throw over to first. Troy Boy out and right. Riley Will. Center field, Kobe Wendell out and left. Dylan Evers at third. Ryan Post, Landon Post up the middle. And there's a rock. It's going to get past Dylan for a base hit. So they get another base hit. Adam Besser, I tell you what, they're two best hitters so far.
Dylan pitched to the Panthers. So who goes game two? Troy, can he go after?
My guess might be Bowden. I don't know.
Bowden.
Yeah,
I don't know.
You know, when you have...
Troy McPitch, too. I guess I can. That's possible.
Yeah. I don't know what kind of arm. I talked to Todd as far as how his arm was feeling after he threw a lot of pitches.
Sudden Monday night, he felt great. So, and of course, that was game day.
Yeah, right. Yeah.
So I don't know what it was like on Tuesday, but...
just a great.
Taking a little over ball.
But if you look at it, we went Monday, Tuesday, Thursday, double Saturday, Saturday, Monday, Tuesday. That's five games in 7 days.
Yeah.
Yep. It's a big week this
and
week.
We have two huge league games next week.
Outside, that's going to be ball number.
Oh, strike.
Oh, he called it a strike.
Yep.
Love it.
He's outside. He's got a big zone on the outside.
We needed that.
Yep.
3-1. Come on, Brocker. That one swung on. Somebody get it. Come on, Patchy. Make a play. Patchy goes over towards the fence. Makes a cradle catch. Nice job, Patchy. We get out of that jam. They get a couple runners on. Nothing to show for it. And we'll go to the bottom of the sixth inning. Indians go to the top of the order. We need a couple runs to catch them.
This is Tiffany Garkey McElDowney at Performance Physical Therapy and Wellness. Restoring function, promoting healing, and ensuring your road to healthful living is our specialty. We give you the solution to minimize your injuries and maximize your potential to heal. Even though we are a small town local business, we pride ourselves in using the most innovative technologies and treatments in the field of rehabilitation for orthopedic and neurological conditions to speed up your recovery and eliminate your pain. We have two convenient locations. Our Coldwater office is beside the Grill on Main, and our Fort Recovery office is in the Industrial Park, sharing a building with Amy Wendell Family Health across from Ace Hardware. You may not even need a physician referral, depending on your insurance. Call 419-763-1464 today to schedule your evaluation.
Street Market always has great prices and great selection, and here are some of the specials they have to help save you money. Eckrich hot dogs are two for $3, and in their deli, they have Eckrich bologna for just $1.99 a pound, sliced to order. And Cooper Farms honey roasted and smoked turkey are just $5.99 a pound, sliced to order. Smart One's TV dinners are only $2.79 each. And if you need a great meal in a hurry, just head back to their deli. They have specials ready to go every day, like Meatloaf Monday, Tenderloin Tuesday, and even ribs on Thursday. Head to Wayne Street Market, the hometown store that saves you more.
All right, here we go. No, the umpire's over there.
Yeah, it looks like they're doing some probably some lineup changes in the
just checking out on some things. It's all good.
Yep.
Big inning here for the Indians. They roll back to the top. Ryan Post, Kobe Wendell, and Kendrick Wendell. First three batters here for the Tribe. Trailing 2-0. Bobby, this is our inning. Let's go. Let's get on it. Let's get a couple hits. Get them on, get them over, get them in. Let's do it. First pitch curveball comes in at the knees to Ryan Post for his direct one. Kobe Wendell so far has hit the hardest ball the last time, just a rocket right at that second baseman. Here's a weak ground ball to the first baseman. He comes up with it, steps on the bag. One up, one down. And that's going to bring Kobe Wendell to the plate. It's going to go three unassisted in the old book if you're keeping track of it at home. I bet there's a lot of people keeping track of this game
at
home.
Probably.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. They got their books out.
If my grandma was still alive, she'd be listening and writing. She always kept scorebook for the Reds. So.
Did she really?
Yeah.
Grandma McGee?
Yep.
She was awesome.
Yep. She was 80 years old and still knew the batting averages that season.
That's impressive.
Yep.
Besser with another great curveball. Another great curveball. Back-to-back curveballs to Kobe. Kobe gets a piece of that one. Fouls it off. Finds himself now. One ball, two strikes, I believe. No, 1-1. They got her on the board.
I got to get that radio from beside my bed. I can't listen to the Reds on WLW.
Why?
I don't have a radio.
Oh, you don't have a radio. That one's outside for a ball.
Do they have that same feed online anywhere?
No.
I tried to find it several years ago, but I never found it, but I didn't know if they had changed
it. I like to listen to 94.3. They always have it on FM, and it's a lot less staticky.
Well, WPGW does almost all of them.
Yeah, WPGW has it too on FM. Yeah.
Yep, and he uses a lot more of the Fort Recovery.
Come on, Kobe. That's inside. All right. What's going on here? Wasn't it 3-1?
It is now.
Hmm.
He knew that pitch was going to be inside.
Swinging a miss right there. Somewhere along the line, we got screwed up on that and scoreboard was screwed up. Must have been 3-2, and Kobe goes down swinging. Two up, two down now, and that's going to bring Kendrick Wendell to the plate. Come on, big Kendrick, let's go. Kendrick can no doubt knock one over these outfielders' heads. He gets a hold of that one, pops it up out towards right field. Right field coming in, and he's going to make the play. Three up, three down. Top of the lineup, couldn't get her done here for the Indians. So we got through six complete innings. We'll go to the top of the seventh. Indians still trail 2-0.
This is Tiffany Garkey McElDowney at Performance Physical Therapy and Wellness. Restoring function, promoting healing, and ensuring your road to healthful living is our specialty. We give you the solution to minimize your injuries and maximize your potential to heal. Even though we are a small town local...
B&D Contracting Incorporated of Fort Recovery, Ohio specializes in construction of custom residential houses, multifamily and condo units, also commercial and agricultural buildings too. Dave Kalp of B&D Contracting and his employees have many years of experience to help you build any size project. They'll help you design your home or building from the design to finished product. Call Dave Kalp at B&D Contracting in Fort Recovery at 419-234-2976.
Cooper Farms is a diverse farm and food company with a variety of job openings, including various career paths. With locations in Van Wert, Paulding, Mercer, and currently expanding into Williams County, Cooper Farms is a family-owned business with big opportunities. Cooper Farms is a company that values ideas and input. We know our team members are what make Cooper Farms successful. To view job openings and apply online, visit cooperfarms.com/join our team. Cooper Farms, more than a workplace.
The versatile Kubota B-Series is a do-it-all tractor. Run powerful attachments that can be easily switched out. It features a hydrostatic transmission and is simple to maintain. The Kubota B-Series. It makes the hard work look easy. Talk to your local Kubota dealer today to schedule a demo.
Your local Kubota dealer is Hall Brothers in Fort Recovery, Ohio.
All right, here we go, getting ready for the top of the seventh inning. Indians need to blank them again and try to get back in there and score a couple runs to even this thing out. We got a pitching change, Bobby. We got another freshman out on the mound here.
Yep. Jackson Irving. Jackson from the JV team. He's a freshman. And I
think he's a sophomore. Okay. Maybe he's a freshman. But
might be a sophomore.
I think he's a freshman.
Good-looking right-hander.
First pitch in there, first strike.
Coach Ike's JV team that they had to bring up today to get through these big stretch of ball games. So good luck to Jackson.
Absolutely.
Good looking right-hander.
That pitch is hit over towards the second baseman. Landon Post comes up with it. Fires over to Daniel Patch. And that's going to be one up, one down. That'll go down 4-3. Out number one, and we roll back to the top to Aiden Warner.
I also saw that Wyatt Benn, sophomore, is over there in the dugout. And he's pitched pretty well for the JV team, so they may be using him some in the second game.
He might get to come in relief in the second game. I would have to think that Bo will get some pitching time. There's a ground ball up the middle. Should be played by Ryan Post.
Big hop as it came off of the grass.
Bounces right off the heel of his glove, and that's going to be an error on the shortstop.
He had it in his sights and then took a high hop.
Our first error of the game. That's going to get a runner over to first base and bring up the number two hitter, A.J. Dahl. A.J. 0 for 3 so far in the ballgame. Struck out in the first inning. Quick throw over to first. Bunch of goose eggs on the board for the Indians. South Adams picked up a run in the second. Picked up one more in the third. Jackson goes up the ladder a little bit and a little inside. One ball, no strikes. To A.J. Dahl. Come on, Jackson. That pitch is high. Two balls, no strikes. Indians looking to hold him here in this inning. Warner reached on an air. Another throw over to first. Now we got a huge hole, Bobby, between first and second. Landon covering a little more over towards second base. That pitch taken outside. 3 balls, no strikes.
Come on, kid. Come on, kid. You and Riggs.
Well, again, you know, and I'm not blaming Ryan by any means for that bad hop, but you get that out, and he's a little more relaxed. You get that runner on, he's a little tensed up, yep, and throws 4 straight balls. So Dull down to first, Warner over to second, and that's going to bring the number 3 hole hitter, James Arnold, to the plate. Arnold also 0-for-3 in this ball game.
This kid is a monster. He is.
He's big.
Yes, he is.
Big kid. His dad's pretty good size. His dad's probably 6'4", 6'6", somewhere in there. And
what?
Just a big guy. He's their athletic director.
What award did you say he won, Bob?
He won like the IU Sportsmanship Award in football. Like, it's a big deal. I mean, it's like a $10,000 scholarship, and they make a big issue out of it. Ooh. It's really a really cool thing.
Oh, that's really good.
Yeah.
I just thought it was a nice accolade.
No,
but
No, it's got something to do with your academics,
yeah,
and the whole nine yards. And this kid, I think, is a class act.
Congratulations.
Yeah, his dad definitely is.
That young man.
He treats us like we're kings over there.
I love the Stardome. I love going over there.
Stardome's pretty cool, isn't it?
And their baseball complex is beautiful.
Oh, yeah. Very nice.
We used to go over there for a lot of swimming events when the kids were younger. They swam there at South Adams, and then that one Saturday was an all-day event. So, you know, you go over there and you sit there for 5 hours to watch your kids swim for 30 seconds. 7 straight balls now by Mr. Strike. Irving. Called that one a strike? Every time I think that's a ball, he calls that a strike. It's the inside edge. We needed that.
So do we still go there and swim for practice?
Yeah.
Let us use the facility?
Yep.
They probably don't let us do it for free, but they,
no.
But that day I was over there, they had a wrestling competition, and I went in the Stardome and watched wrestling. They had like 4 or 5 different rings in the – this is pretty awesome. That one's outside for a ball. 3 balls and a strike. You know, we don't get to watch wrestling in the fort, so it's kind of interesting. I don't know any of the rules, but kind of cool to watch it.
They don't even have a top rope that you can jump off of.
No ropes. That doesn't make any ropes sense. In high school. Yeah.
Well, that's just stupid.
I saw Randy Macho Man Savage.
Yeah.
Randy Macho Man wanted to, but nobody wanted to go in there with him. Here comes a 3-1. That's inside ball 4, and that's going to load the bases. So back-to-back walks.
Now that I think about it, I did see a professional wrestling match in there a few decades ago.
Where at?
At the Stardome.
Really? Who'd you see? Dick the Bruiser?
I can't remember. It was supposedly, I remember one part about it. It was supposed to be a big name, and they didn't show up. I don't know if it was Roddy Piper or somebody like that, and they didn't show. But it was still good old professional
Jake the Snake.
Wrestling.
Remember Jake the Snake?
Oh, yeah.
I loved him.
So Jake the Snake. There was a thing on ESPN or something about Jake the Snake, and he was going to have a match with Randy Macho Man, right? So the gig was is he was going to have a snake bite Macho Man.
Ooh.
So Randy comes into the and this was a documentary, and he comes into the locker room, and Macho Man says, "Man, Jake, I'm thinking about this snake bite thing a little bit. I'm not real crazy about it, you know." He talks. "This is how it's going to work. That snake going to bite you first before it bites me."
Nice job, Jackson. Way to get ahead of him, kid.
So Jake the Snake said, I was like, all right. He said, "Randy Macho Man don't trust anybody." So Jake let his snake bite him in the arm before the match. So Jake said, kind of pissed me off, but so before the match, Jake gets the snake out, and he said, "I whacked that snake upside the head about 4 or 5 times to really get him mad." There's a ground ball rocket over to Ryan Post. Ryan Post to Landon over to first. Good scoop by Patsy, and we get out of that inning. Great piece of defensive work by the Indians up the middle. We roll 2, get out of a bases-loaded jam with 1 out, and we'll go to the bottom of the 7th, trailing by 2.
Man, that's a nice play.
Most jobs take a few steps to complete. What they shouldn't take are a few thousand actual steps roaming through a big warehouse. Instead, make a quick trip to Wangler Ace Hardware. We have the hand-picked quality brands you can trust for just about any job, and we'll make sure to get you in and out in no time. Wangler Ace Hardware has been serving the community for more than 100 years, and we're proud to greet our neighbors every day. No matter what you're working on, stop by Wangler Ace Hardware and let us help you every step along the way. Thank you for your business. Go Indians.
love our great sandwiches, wraps, soups, and salads at the Tin Cupboard. But did you remember that we also have great old-fashioned hand-dipped ice cream homemade by desserts? Of course, we have vanilla and chocolate, but we also have a lot more flavors. Stop by and try our mint chocolate chip, cookies and cream, butter pecan, or strawberry. Or how about Superman or Rainbow Sherbet, always a kid's favorite. Try one of our new flavors, black raspberry lemon cheesecake, peanut butter cup, or s'mores. Bring your family by the Tin Cupboard and grab some great homemade hand-dipped ice cream from desserts. Grab a cup or a cone in your favorite flavor or try a new flavor. Who knows? It might become your new favorite. The Tin Cupboard in downtown Fort Recovery.
All right, here we go. Indians up to their last at bat here. They're trailing 2-0, and they're going to face the young man out there on the mound that's struck out 11 so far, Adam Besser, with a no-hitter so far in this ball game, Bobby, and the Indians looking to get a hit here in the bottom of the seventh inning, trailing by 2.
Indians had him on second, third with one out in the bottom of the fifth and could not capitalize.
Couldn't get him over. For the Starfires, they got 2 runs on 6 hits. They've struck out 3 times. Only walked a couple batters. That one's taken outside for a ball. 3 balls, no strikes. Besser may be wearing out a little bit. Let's
hope. I see walk, walk, Johnson, we win 3-2. Who's that?
Oh, man.
That's a good pitch.
That one's a curveball that he's been throwing the entire game.
And he has threw that thing for a strike 80% of the time.
You betcha. He's been awesome with that curveball. Here comes the 3-1. That was another curve on a 3-1 pitch. He threw a curve on 3-0, and he curved him again on 3-1. Riley gets a piece of that one, fouls it over into the Starfire dugout. Now he worked into 3-2. And that's hit pretty hard.
That's over his head.
Out towards left field, and that's going to hit the fence out there at the Purple Monster, and Riley will. Going to sit on that curveball and say, you know what I think of that curveball? There goes the no-hitter and the tying run coming to the plate.
Well, it's exactly what you said, Dave. He threw curveball on 3-0, curveball on 3-1, and Riley timed it up perfect and drove it into left field for a one-hopper off the fence.
Hit that hard.
And here's Doozy, and you're talking about a kid who's been swinging a bat hot.
Stay
hot.
3-4 the other night, so let's see if he can get something done here. He takes that first pitch right up the middle, past the shortstop, and Jerry's going to hold up the runner at third. And with nobody out, the Indians now with a little something-something going here. Back-to-back base hits, first and third. And, my goodness, this young man could...
Well, you got to give this kid a chance to get in scoring position, I think, don't you?
Oh, if he swings here, we've got to send him over there. I don't think they're going to throw down to second. They may if they think they got a chance because they got a 2-run lead. They'll let Ducey score. They'll still be up 1.
Come on, kid. Come
Buck
on,
News
kid.
Pretty fast. He can get down there.
Oh, yeah, he's
got
good wheels.
Yeah, Patsy, he doesn't want to spoil this. He has to think what he's doing in there. There goes the runner. He shows bunt, pulls back. They do go down to the shortstop.
All right, all right.
And now the Indians tying run at second base, the go-ahead winning run at the plate. Come on, Patsy.
Come on, 6-6. Come on,
this
kid.
Nobody up. Huge, huge comeback here if we can do something. That curveball's a little outside.
Well, Bubba said a couple innings ago we're starting to catch up with him.
Yeah, we were.
The bat on it and doing some stuff, and so this might be exactly where we want to be.
I'd like to see him get on because I love the young man coming on deck. That one's fouled back to the screen. Just missed him. 1-2. Young man on deck is Landon Post.
Here comes curve.
Patsy gets a piece of it, fouls it down the left field line. Tying around in second, folks. 2-0 ball game. Starfires picked up 1 in the second, 1 in the third. Indians with a bunch of goose eggs up there on the board, but threatening here in the bottom of the seventh. Swing and a miss. Got Patsy with a fastball.
Come on, Landon. Come on, kids.
Second strike out of the game for Daniel Patch. Out number 1 here in the bottom of the seventh. So number 3, our second baseman, Landon Post, coming to the plate. Come on, Posty. Besser turns, fires. He chases after a curveball and gets away from the catcher, but nobody moves.
Boy, he looked bad on that swing. You got to think he's going to be throwing Uncle Charlie. Come on, Landon, time him up here, kid. You can do this.
Rick's Toby on deck for the Indians. Timeout called by the Starfires coach. He's going to come out and talk to his pitcher here a little bit.
Brad Buckingham, and he's going to make sure we're all on the same page, I think.
Yeah, they can't afford to misplay anything or throw where they don't really want to throw. One out. So we still have a chance to get some good stuff going here.
Talking to his defense, saying, hey, boys, here's what we got to do.
We're joined in the booth here by Superintendent of Fort Recovery Schools, Mr. Larry Brown. How are you, sir?
It's a good day.
It is a good day, absolutely. Hoping to pull it out.
It'd be nice to have a hit here.
Yep.
This young man can do it. He hit one the other night against Parkway in the exact same situation with two outs in the seventh inning. We had runners at second and third, and he absolutely ripped one down the third baseline just a smidgey foul. And the one he hit for the last out was a rocket out to the center fielder. So sacrifice ain't what I'm wanting right now. There's a ground ball foul down the third baseline. Landon finds himself in the hole now, no balls, two strikes, and he's going to look at some Uncle Charlie's here.
I think he's going to get a heater. He'll get a high
just
cheese.
Just like Patsy?
High cheese. Be ready, partner.
Well, that's what he got at Patsy on, and he could try the same thing right here. There's a fastball right down the middle of the plate. Froze Landon, and he looks right at strike number three. So after the first two hits of the inning, we now are down to our last out.
Let's go, Riggs.
Riggs Toby. Riggs 0 for 2. Two strikeouts so far in the game. Reaches out after that curveball. Strike number one. Two outs now. Runners at second and third. Tying run at second.
This will be a solid dose of curves.
Yeah, and this, he's seen nothing but curves, too. Come on, Riggs. Big at bat here. Come on, babe. Riggs calls time. Backs out.
Took a long time to get the sign.
Comes the 0-1. There's a curveball. Gets a piece of it. Knuckles it down over towards the Indians' dugout. Riggs, he finds himself now down 0-2. Down to the last strike here for the Indians.
Let's go, Riggs. Line drive. Get in the green.
Comes the 0-2. It's taking a little high and outside.
I think that's Brent Kester's behind the plate now.
BK?
Yep. I think it is BK.
Fee was chit-chatting with him a while ago, but that doesn't mean that he actually knows him.
Come on now. Here comes the 1-2. There's a curveball. It's going to get away from the catcher, and we're definitely going to have one run score. Yes, we do.
Yes,
absolutely.
Sir.
Nice job by Riley Will. Catcher did a heck of a job coming over. Besser came in to cover the bag, and Riley did a nice slide right there. I tell you what, catcher put it right on the money, and Riley had to come in there kind of outside and slid in, got his hand across the plate, and we got a 2-1 ball game, and now the tying run is at third base, folks.
I like it.
Good hustle there by Riley Will. Jerry was right on that, said, let's go, boys. And now, 2-2. Now you can't. You got to keep that curveball out of the dirt.
Well, yes, exactly right, because the tying run now is 90 feet away. So if he throws the exact same pitch again, we got us a brand-new ball game at 2-2. Come on, Riggs. Now he might see that fastball. You're right, Bobby. Here comes the 2-2. He gets a piece of it, fouls it out of play.
That one's
nice
going to get
Riggs.
One of those cars,
nice
I
job,
think.
Baby, nice job.
Nope, right behind
got superintendent's truck. Oh, you got the cart.
Larry got the purple cart down there.
Yep, missed it by about 10 feet.
You can't hurt that thing. Here comes a 2-2 again. That's outside. Nice job by the catcher hanging on to that,
baby. Nice job, catcher, right there. Draven Russell saved the tying run right there.
Absolutely. Now it's 3-2.
You talk about Riggs learning how to get out in front of that ball. Did you see the job that kid did there? Riggs will learn that.
Yeah, that's exactly right, Bob. That's exactly right. Here comes the 3-2 now. Come on. Outside, and that's ball four. So Riggsy, after getting down, no ball, two strikes, works his way back to ball four. So Riggs goes down to first with a base on balls. First walk given up by Besser, and that's going to bring Troy Holman to the plate. Runners at first and third. They get bat here for number 11. I like our chances here, folks.
Yep. Well, now you got to send him again, I think.
Yeah, we don't want to give him an easy out at second.
And you got a kid here who's looked at six curveballs. He knows what he's going to get. Troy's an athlete. He's ready. Come
Absolutely.
On, Troy.
Gives us another chance. Check swing. Strike. Riggs fakes his throw or fakes his run down to second. Comes back.
I think he was supposed to go there.
I think he was, too. Catcher going through his signs again.
He would have needed a better lead to get there.
Well, I don't know they'd throw through.
I don't think so. Not given the opportunity with...
Yeah, that's true.
Yeah, tying run at third.
Yep.
Come on, Levin. Come on, kid.
Troy Holman steps back in. There goes the runner. Throw goes back to the pitcher. Everybody's safe.
Ball is a little high. 1-1. Come on, kid. Base hit. Now we win this sucker.
Here we go, T-Roy.
T-Rex now stepping back in there. Riggs Toby over to second. Brock Deuce over at third. Here comes the pitch. And that's a ground ball foul. Down into the Indian dugout. Come on here.
Come on, Levin. Come on, kid.
One ball, two strikes now. Troy Holman. Ryan Post on deck.
Boy, we've battled. Got to be proud of that effort today.
Absolutely. Absolutely. It was a great pitching job by Bruiser Deuce. He pitched six innings. And then Jackson Irvin come in there. He pitched an inning. Nice job on the hill there for the Indians today. Only allowed two runs on six hits. Now we got an opportunity to win this, baby. Go ahead, run at second base, tying run at
curve.
Third. Here comes the pitch.
Heater outside.
Outside pitch right there. Troy Goodeye didn't chase after it. Works it back to 2-2. Deuce is wild.
I like this.
Here comes the curve. Coming right in at him. Come on, Troy. Be ready for it. Here comes the pitch. There's the curveball. He hangs in there, and he fouls it down to...
Alligator arms Feely.
Absolutely. Coach Feely down there with... Oh, man, he told the funniest story the other night. He's a storyteller.
He is a storyteller.
I tell you what, you get us three in the car, and we all got stories to tell, and it's just funnier than hell all the way to a game and coming home from the game. But, you know, he's giving his blood. We're great for him. Oh, he was awesome.
Come on, Troy. Come on, kid.
Here we go. Two balls, two strikes. Troy Holman at the plate. There's the pitch. High. Ball three.
Ryan Post on deck. Come on, kid.
Besser wants a complete game. He's pitched a heck of a ball game, folks. He gave up his first two hits so far here in the bottom of the seventh inning. Troy calls time, steps out of the old...
Makes him think about it a little bit. Good job. Good job by the freshman.
Three balls, two strikes. Our leadoff man, Ryan Post, on deck. Here comes the pitch. Swing and a miss. Got Troy swinging, and we go down in game number one, 2-0.
What a battle.
Absolute great ball game. It was fun to watch, but the Indians fall in game number one, 2-1. We'll be back with a recap.
Choosing the right insurance plan is as important as choosing the right insurance agency. And Fort Recovery Insurance Agency is the right choice for you. We'll bring you inside our fort to protect you and help you recover when you've had a loss. Fort Recovery Insurance Agency will help find the right Ohio Mutual plan for your needs. Start in the right place so you end up in the right place. Where we've got something for everyone. Fort Recovery Insurance Agency. Call us at 888-375-4181.
Hello, this is Chad Fowler from Fowler Mechanical. Whether you're a longtime customer or someone we have not had the privilege to serve yet, I want you to know we are here for all your residential and commercial heating, air conditioning, and plumbing needs. We have been proudly serving the Fort Recovery area since 2004, so give us a call at Fowler Mechanical and see what we can do for you. Fowler Mechanical, 419-375-2410.
All right, we're back for a little post-game action here, and Indians fall 2-1 in the first game of a doubleheader to the Starfires from South Adams in a heck of a ball game. And I don't know if you joined us early or late, but the Indians had a chance in the bottom of the seventh inning to take the lead, actually tie it up and win that ball game, and just couldn't come through. But for the Besser boy from South Adams, he pitched a heck of a ball game. You know, he struck out 11. We got one run on two hits. We stranded five. No, he had 12 strikeouts. He only had one walk. Great job by the Besser kid from South Adams. For the Indians, You know, we battled the entire game, and we just hung in there. We only gave up one run in the second, one run in the third. We take it all the way to the seventh inning with a chance to win. That's all you can ask for. They were led. Adam Besser was just solid on the hill and solid behind the plate. He was 3-for-3 in the ball game. Trayton Shuck was 2-for-2 in the ball game, and the other hit came to Nick Miller. Those are your six hits for the Starfires. They had two runs on six hits. We struck them out three times. And they stranded nine runners. So. Anyhow, great ball game for the Indians, great ball game for the Starfires, and we'll take a quick break here after we come back for game number two.
Look at this guy.
We'll go back to the studio, play a little music, and then
we'll be back for game two here after that.
About half an hour.
Listening to Fort Recovery Indians Baseball right here on FortRecoveryRadio.com. Special sports coverage of Indians baseball is brought to you in part by community-minded sponsors and the sports department of Fort Recovery Internet Radio. Send you back to the studio for regular programming, and thank you for listening to FortRecoveryRadio.com.